Welcome to the Financial Wisdom Podcast Series. Take control of your financial future. Financial Wisdom, establishing a relationship with a financial institution. In this session, we are going to discuss a number of factors to consider when choosing a financial institution. A good working relationship with a financial institution is part of a solid financial foundation, and finding the right one to work with is important. There are probably at least a handful of institutions that offer the products you need located close by, and most offer online banking. Here are some things to consider when choosing an institution. First, consider the location of branches and ATMs. Even if you plan to do most of your banking online, you want an institution that has a relatively convenient branch. While you may not visit the branch often, it is nice to know that you can physically go there and talk to someone if needed. You also want to make sure that there are convenient ATMs so you do not pay fees for using ATMs of other institutions. Many institutions are part of networks that do not charge fees. Be sure to check this out. Next, you want to make sure that their products and services are fairly priced. Not all institutions are the same. Be sure to compare the interest rates offered on different types of loans and deposit accounts. Be sure to understand all the fees that may be imposed for low balances or excess transactions. Finally, you want an institution that has a pleasant way of doing business. Your financial institution should be your partner on the road to financial security. Find one that wants your business. If you do not get a feeling of comfort when you walk into a branch or talk to someone on the phone, go somewhere else. Remember, you are the buyer and they are the seller of financial services. After you have chosen an institution, you need to establish the relationship. When you walk into the branch to open an account, be prepared and know what you need. You should also have the information that you will need, such as your social security number, government-issued identification, and proof of residence. Once there, you will probably want to talk with a personal banker instead of just going to a teller. Institutions offer many types of accounts and other services, but when you are first starting out, you probably only need a few. You will need a checking account. This will probably be the main account that you use for your finances. Your paycheck will be deposited into it, you will use it to pay your bills, and you'll withdraw money from it with an ATM card. You will probably have to choose from accounts that have different minimum balance requirements, different limits on the number of monthly transactions, and different interest rates. Choose one that will fit your needs, and preferably one that has no or very minimal fees. If you are not planning on leaving large balances in the account, an account with no fees is probably better than one that pays a slightly higher interest rate. Even an account that pays no interest will probably be better than one that has a $5 monthly fee. Be sure to ask about all these features. You may want a savings account. Even if you don't anticipate having much to save, open a savings account. It will pay more interest than your checking account, and putting even small amounts into it will help you accumulate funds for a special purchase. You will definitely want an ATM card. If you are like most people, having an ATM card and access to convenient ATM machines is essential. This will enable you to withdraw money when you need it and avoid carrying larger amounts of cash when you don't need it. Be sure your ATM card is linked to both your checking and savings accounts. That way, you can transfer funds between accounts. Most institutions offer direct deposit. Have your paycheck deposited electronically into your checking account. This will save you time and will put your money to work faster. Your institution will provide the information you need so you can provide your employer with the information they need to get this started. Consider a safe deposit box. You may not need one, but if you have any valuables that you do not want to keep at home, a safe deposit box is nice to have. They are usually inexpensive, and you can access them at the branch when you need to. By having these basic services with one institution, your financial life will be simpler. In addition, An existing relationship with the institution may come in handy when you apply for an auto loan or a mortgage. Join us again for another Financial Wisdom podcast. And as always, thanks for listening.